Good morning everybody, this is Victoria, and once again we are going to be having another channeling session. This morning we are going to be talking about the flat earth theory. There is so much back and forth about this, and I've actually had people come into my community and argue with me about this. I really don't want to argue about it, I don't believe in it. From everything that I have come to understand, it is a CIA psyop. And it's not actually true. It was just to see how many of you would actually fall for the nonsense and believe it versus those who would believe that it's actually not true. So I want to introduce Anish this morning.
Yes.
And he is going to discuss with you the flat earth theory.
Oh my. The fact that we're even having this discussion is rather entertaining. And I can understand with people's imagination and how all of the future is unwinding before you and you're asked to believe this. I don't understand. I thought you people figured this out several hundred years ago.
Apparently not.
But it seems to be a constant reminder of misinformation and a way to get people to believe in something that is not true. But I must admit, they do have an interesting argument about how this supposed flat earth takes place. Now, if you wish to overlook mathematics, if you wish to overlook common sense, if you wish to understand what it's like, you've obviously been in planes before and flown over the earth, or perhaps in a ship, a cruise ship, or a military vessel, or some type of way to see that there is a curvature to the earth. There's no question about this. You are a globe, and any time that you believe that you are not, well, I suppose that somebody has been very successful at convincing you otherwise. How do you possibly accept the understanding of a spiral universe? Everything moves in circles. Everything is globes. Everything is round. It's because in order for gravity to work, that's what happens, especially after the creation of the universe. Here is the interesting thing, Victoria. Not only do these flat earthers believe that the earth is like a flat pancake, but they also believe in their mind of minds that there is no outer space and no universe. Well, apparently all of it is some kind of Matrix-like thing. You remember the movie The Matrix? Well, it's very interesting to see how many people simply choose to believe what they are told with very little proof and some very sketchy mathematics.
Yeah, I've had these arguments numerous times. I've done the research, I've looked it up, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Even though they come up with these mathematical equations that sound, in theory, really good, there are still flaws to the whole thing. Like, for instance, I got called yesterday, my imaginary friends, when I said that the Earth was not flat, it was a globe, and that it was put in literature written thousands of years ago that the Earth was suspended, that it was a globe suspended in space. So, I mean, that was written thousands of years ago.
One thing that is true with all misinformation, what you will notice is the kind of people that it can attract. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I realize it's quite a stretch for most people to even believe in channeling. But even if you choose not to, listen to what we are saying here. Go out and do your own investigations and find out why the whole concept of a flat earth is absolutely ludicrous. But more than that, think about the level of deception that it takes for your intelligence agencies to push this garbage. The whole idea is to get all of you to believe absolutely anything, and it is a way for them to also meter how successful their propaganda is, because if a majority of people begin to believe in falsehoods, then they've already won. I'm here to tell you it's all part of a greater insidious plan to enslave as many minds as possible before the great harvest is to take place.
Yeah, see, I figured it was something like that because I know that the Catholic Church has that great telescope called Lucifer, and they surely know that the Earth is not flat, but they've put out these sorts of lies before. And, I mean, this whole theory goes back to the time of when the Illuminati and the Church were fighting and bickering over silly things, and that scientists were not even allowed to have an opinion. So this is like a theory that's like 500 or 600 years old.
The theory was that the Earth was flat, and that the Earth was the center of the universe, which is laughable by any metric, and that everything revolved around the Earth. Well, until Copernicus came along, one of your learned men of the time, they were actually discussing whether or not they were going to eviscerate this man or burn him at the stake or some other horrid thing. They ended up making him to recant part of what he believed, right? I mean, the proof was there. He had very simple and effective theorems that showed, without a doubt, by the movements of the stars and where the sun was and where the location of the planets were, that it was impossible, their version of what they were saying, that everything moves in spirals. There is a beautiful spiral dance in the universe. Everything coalesces around circles and spheres. It is a measure of perfection. When the Pope asked Leonardo da Vinci and other people to express perfection to him, also the one who painted the Sistine Chapel.
Yes, Michelangelo.
Thank you, Michelangelo. I'm still a little fuzzy on some of this. It was Michelangelo who drew a perfect circle to represent what perfection was. Perfection is a powerful, powerful message. So they wish to dilute perfection. The real truth that they're hiding is that you are the one that has perfection. You are the one that can open your third eye and begin to speak to beings like me, that you can use your psionic powers, that you can regain that which you used to have so many thousands and even millions of years ago.
Yes, see, I knew it was all based along this lines to keep people from being able to reach that next level. And so if you tell them enough lies and you make them believe that the Earth is the center of everything and nothing else exists outside of the Earth, and that humanity cannot breathe or do anything outside of the Earth, then people eventually lose their hope and they're wanting to go ahead.
The most frightening aspect of the flat Earth is that they tell you there is no outer space. They tell you that because they don't want you to look skyward. They want you to believe that you're part of some great matrix-like operation that's taking place. And while there are analogies to that that are true, it is not true that outer space does not exist. Outer space is the beginning of your true reality that you must begin to focus upon. This place that you dwell upon is to teach you how to behave when you get out into the universe. And obviously you have many satellites in synchronous orbit by the thousands. They're constantly launching them into outer space. Do you believe that they just go nowhere? And then all of a sudden someone creates an illusion that there are satellites and heavenly bodies and falling stars? We've had asteroids fall and destroy areas of the world even now, even within the last 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
There have been plenty of things falling from outer space. Please, people, do yourself a favor. Understand that your destiny and your future is the stars. And anyone that tells you otherwise is trying to suppress you and keep you from that realization and that reality.
Yes, that makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, I've had to, some of these flat earthers get really aggressive with you too, especially when you say to them there's no more need to put any more YouTube videos or any more websites or blog postings about this flat earth theory or any more of your memes. I don't believe it. And then they get really upset with you when you challenge that BS and you say, I don't believe it.
The other reason they are doing this is to suppress the truth. Do you know that it's difficult, if not impossible, for you to grow as a powerful and focused mind if you are constantly fed lies? Because your mind must dwell within those energy levels of lies, and you can't rise above and view the truth. All this is doing is trying to conceal the truth from you. The truth is that there is a huge universe, a multiverse of universes, and you are part of that process. They don't want you to know that so that they can harvest your soul when you die. That's all part of the process.
Yeah, you know, I just opened up an article from SOTT, SOTT.net, and it's The Real Conspiracy, The Flat Earth is a PSYOP. And in the article, they speak about how it came to be, that, and they say something in here that no one is saying that the current scientific paradigm involves both astrophysics and astronomy is not full of holes, nor is there any reason to stop questioning every aspect of various disciplines of modern science, which have been shown to fall short, are full of fraud, and some woeful short of the mark. However, it was designed from the get-go to take any rational discussion into a completely irrational direction. So that was the real CIA psyop of it.
And please understand that they do these psyops a lot, but some of them they devote more time and energy to. This is one of them. If they can get you to believe in a flat earth, then you don't have to worry about what you're going to do when it's time to evolve into the universe. Everyone will say there's no universe to evolve into. Yes, it's designed to keep all of you powerful and energetic people suppressed. And there are a lot of New Age type people that believe in the flat earth, don't they, Victoria?
Well, I'm coming to find out that those who do believe in this flat earth, and I have a lot of friends now who, what's really interesting is when you sometimes visit their Facebook pages, they have right at the front there, no flat earthers. In other words, if you're a flat earther, they're not going to friend you. Because if you haven't really looked into both sides of the argument, then how do you know that what you're being taught is the truth or a lie? And in this case, the whole flat earth theory, I thought it was more like dimensional portals. I mean, aren't dimensional portals more that way than the flat earth?
Part of what they want you to believe is that the earth is in part, I guess the correct term would be sunk into an open, flat, oblong portal of kind, that which would partially explain some of the curvature of the earth. But of course, there are many other things that you could ask about this that would sink holes into this whole thinking. However, I would like to say this to those people that believe completely in the flat earth. Is it really something that you wish to profess, knowing that just several hundred years ago, people have done everything they could to prove the exact opposite, and now they want to bring us back to the time when religion dominated us? You see, this all ties in to your Roman Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, you see, the Jesuits and the other people that foist these disgusting concepts onto people do so in a way they are experts of manipulation of psychology and trying to get people to believe in irrational things with what appears to be somewhat rational thought. But ultimately, it has been disproven on every level. And if you are going to try and free your mind, you should also free your mind from these kind of lies.
Yeah, I just want to read the end part of this article that we were just speaking about before from SOTT.net. The last paragraph says, and it's very simple, it says, you've been lied to your whole life to believe in a certain model. What is the underlying agenda? Lumping Christians and truthers in a divide and rule strategy. Some will fall for this trick while others won't be easily deceived by this nonsense. This flat earth stuff is to mess with your mind. Flat earthers exchange one set of lies for another. My advice is to eschew cognitive dissonance and reside in truth. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because right now we know what's happening on the earth. We're going through, it is basically going back to more of a constitutional government pulling away from a socialist agenda. So of course they're going to push lie after lie after lie. And everything that you see right now is a media confusing your mind. It is done on purpose to make you believe that you don't know what to think anymore. And part of this is that flat earth theory.
Ultimately, before you embrace any truth, especially one that you learn from Facebook, the internet, and if it's going to impact your life, in such a dramatic way, don't you at least have the obligation to thoroughly investigate it and see both positive and negative of it? Well, I know that Victoria has devoted quite a bit of time to researching it, and she has concluded in her own mind that it is absolute garbage. And I fully understand that thinking, and I hope that the rest of you will not be fooled. Because part of wisdom is the destruction and the breaking down of falsehoods so that you can embrace the absolute truth, which they want you to stay as far away from truth as possible. Because, you know, truth has a way of unifying people together. So if they can create as much dystopic events, get everyone all fired up and arguing and fighting over this, over that, you're a flat earther, you're not, you're a different race, you're not, you're this, you're that, and then before you realize it, the only people who truly benefit are your evil elites who keep you all divided and subjugated, and of course at the lowest possible energy level, so that you cannot rise above all of this and eventually overthrow them. That is the basis of the flat earth.
Yeah, I kind of figured out the whole energy that goes with this flat earth is that the people who are pushing it are, I see that they believe in a lot of the things that are wrong in this world. Like, for instance, you know, our government not following the Constitution at all, pretty much. And now that we have a new president, he wants to return a lot of the constitutional government that once was. So what they're trying to do is for truthers and people who do believe that there has to be changes that come around, what they're doing is they're trying to manipulate your mind so that if you are a truther and you believe that 9/11 was instrumented by the government, and then but you will believe in a flat earth theory, then they try and make you out to be an idiot. And that's really how this goes. So that if you tell truth in one area but you don't in another, then other people won't believe in anything that you have to say. So they're really testing your intelligence here and how you react to certain situations. It's kind of like being in a lab when they put a rat in a maze, and then they ask the, you know, they send the rat through this maze and it has to find the food at the end of it. What they're doing is they're doing the same thing to humans. We're being put in this maze and there's all these rats running around and they're coming into these dead ends and they can't find their way out. That's what they're doing to human minds. They're turning us into a rat maze, and there are just some that will never be able to get out of the dead ends, whereas others will find their way out of that maze. I don't really know how else we can say these things to you, but for anyone who is a believer in the flat earth, then I really don't have that much of a conversation to have with you because I don't believe in it. If I go and look at a sunflower and I see the incredible design inside of a sunflower and the way that the seeds grow inside of that sunflower, it is a perfect design. That's something that the grand creator did. He has his own fingerprint on everything, and part of that are spheres and spirals in the universe. They're part of his fingerprints. And I can't see how you could go from seeing that everything was created to this mishmash of information that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I know it makes sense to other people, and somebody tried to yell at me yesterday on Facebook about this, on When the Ancients Speak, because they were pushing this agenda so badly that I actually had to ban them, because it is a lie, and to be awake in one area and not in another doesn't say a lot about your thinking process. If you can believe that 9/11 was also instrumented by the government, then why can't you believe that this flat earth theory is also being pushed by the government? The two go hand in hand with each other. Anyway, I think that's the end of our discussion today, and I really want to thank Anish, because I wanted to ask him specifically about this conversation, and he said that he would be happy to talk to you about it. So there you go. You get it from the Anunnaki that the Earth is a globe and it is not flat. And I will talk to you guys at another time. Bye-bye.